This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm and sunny day graces major cities across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Jerusalem basks under bright sunshine. In Haifa, the temperatures remain pleasant, perfect for a Sunday stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hezbollah and Hamas are coordinating attacks against the IDF with Iran's assistance in the last 30 minutes. Also, the Times of Israel notes Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. Defense Minister Katz promises to settle scores earlier today. Also this hour, Ynet reports widespread attacks on the Ali Tahrir Ridge in Lebanon. This follows injuries to IDF soldiers earlier today. Separately, JNS highlights Katz's statement on Lebanon, saying no score will remain unsettled as Israeli forces killed a senior Hezbollah commander today. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a significant escalation. Pro-Saudi forces conducted 18-1 operations against the Houthis in a single day, 2 hours ago. From X, the latest. Osint Sik13, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about Iran's strategic stance on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Army Chief Jenna Hatami emphasized its geopolitical importance and the U.S.'s diminished role in the region. Raylan Givens, a commentator, noted 14 minutes ago a U.S. Navy sailor's video detailing poor conditions on the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. The Navy denies shortages of feminine hygiene products on the USS Boxer. David Lang, from Israeli social media site Israeli Cool, shared 41 minutes ago a translated report from Channel 13. It covers the heroic actions of Israeli soldiers, including his stepson, who fell in Lebanon. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with Hezbollah and Hamas coordination, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's assessment that this collaboration aims to pressure Israel further. Iran's involvement suggests a strategic alignment to bolster regional influence. This could escalate tensions, drawing a wider regional response. Turning to the Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, these nighttime attacks follow a Hezbollah drone incident that injured 3 IDF soldiers. Defense Minister Katz's promise to settle scores indicates a firm stance. Civilians in the area may face increased risks amid ongoing military exchanges. Meanwhile, reports from Ynet detail the Ali Tahrir Ridge attacks in Lebanon. These operations come as a direct response to IDF casualties. The situation underscores the volatile nature of the Israel-Lebanon border. Lebanese civilians in affected areas are advised to remain vigilant. In a related development, JNS covers Israeli forces' success in targeting Hezbollah's Badr unit leader. This follows the group's assault on IDF soldiers. Katz's statement reflects Israel's resolve in addressing threats. The ongoing conflict may impact diplomatic relations in the region. Finally, turning to the situation in Yemen, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a significant uptick in pro-Saudi operations against the Houthis. This shift could alter the dynamics of Yemen's ongoing conflict. The international community will be watching closely for potential humanitarian impacts. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business covers Chabad's Center of Kindness, Light in the Heart. The initiative is gearing up for a busy period, aiming to assist thousands of families across Israel. Separately, Globes reports a rise in home deal cancellations in Israel. Buyers unable to meet completion payments are facing financial strain, affecting the real estate market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a legal dispute involving Hapoel Ra'anana and the Ra'anana municipality. The football club alleges the city treasurer acted against a court ruling, leading to legal action. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.